Imagine uncovering the secrets that others missed. A hidden clue, a silent witness, a twist that changes everything. I'm Carter Roy, host of Murder True Crime Stories, a Crime House original podcast. Join me every Tuesday as we dive into a famous solved or unsolved murder case. Follow and listen to Murder True Crime Stories, an Odyssey podcast in partnership with Crime House Studios. Available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
There's a poll out right now ranking the greatest boy bands of all time, and thought we'd consult our boy band expert, producer Jessica.
Well, she'll know if it's real or not.
Jessica, who do you think is, according to Ranker.com, the number one boy band of all time? Now, think about that, all time.
I mean, my personal answer will always and forever be Backstreet Boys. But if a lot of time, like the quote-unquote experts and some of the fans say NSYNC, and just like, whatever.
Wow, you sounded so irritating just there.
I know, right?
Sorry. You're right. Backstreet Boys is number one.
Are you kidding? Backstreet's
back, all right. No, I'm not kidding. And
that's huge.
NSYNC is number two.
Okay, I'll take it.
Do you want to try and guess other bands that are on?
Ooh, boy bands. What about Boys to Men?
Boys to Men, number five. Nice job, Tammy.
Jackson 5.
Jackson 5. Now, that's the interesting one. They're at number six. I would have thought, to what they meant to music, they'd be number one.
Yeah.
I mean, come on. But?
New Kids on the Block?
NKOTB, number three.
Okay.
You guys are doing real well.
I know. I'm trying to think now.
Well, you have the top ones.
Does Hanson count as a boy band?
Hanson is on the list. All the way down to number 15, though.
Oh. I love them.
I do, too.
All right. Well, here's
the
list.
Don't I get a bell for that?
Yes. There's your bell. Backstreet Boys, NSYNC, New Kids on the Block, One Direction at number four.
Oh, how did we miss that one?
Boys to Men at number five, the Jackson 5 at number six, an Irish band called Westlife at number seven, never heard of Westlife.
Oh, yeah. They were huge in the UK. Yeah. There's a lot, boy bands really, really do well in the UK for some reason.
Well, there's some big boy bands, the Beatles and the Bee Gees.
Right.
They were young when they started,
Bee Gees
right?
Were Australian. Bee Gees were Australian.
But weren't they big in the UK?
Yeah.
They were huge.
In fact,
they were bigger than the Beatles.
And the Backstreet Boys and NSYNC, they both were huge for like years before they, in the UK, before they ever came over to the United States.
I wouldn't call the Beatles or the Bee Gees boy bands because they were grown men when they played. Except George Harrison. He was a teenager still. But everybody, they were all grown men at that point.
Yeah, but
so.
Was Menudo in there?
Oh, Menudo. Because that did have an age limit.
Menudo is not on the list. That's interesting.
Oh.
Not even in the top 20. Rounding out the top 10. Joe Bros at number eight, which I think is a travesty. I love the Jonas Brothers.
Oh, yeah.
I can't believe I forgot about the Jonas Brothers.
Take That, which is the British group that Robbie Williams was in, and K-pop sensation BTS.
How did I forget BTS?
Jessica, easy.
I love
you.
You
used them as a costume one year for Halloween.
Absolutely did. I dressed up as J-Hope. I do love BTS.
Take your word on that one. Ranker.com is where you can go. And by the way, I know you spoke disdainingly about the fans for some reason, Jessica, the ones that actually should be ranking this. They are the ones who are ranking it. So,
I'm that impressed. Usually those kind of things when it's fan ranked, NSYNC always beats the Backstreet Boys for some silly reason, usually because of Justin Timberlake, whatever. But I think he's fallen from favor lately.
Maybe.
I have a lot of opinions on boy bands. You asked!
I know. Well, that's why we went to you. Now, 833-287-1037. We've got another chance, the final chance this week, to go and see Kane Brown during Tammy's College of Hollywood Knowledge. 833-287-1037. If you get more questions right than Tammy does, you're going to get $100 too. But either way, you're going to see Kane Brown. It's Tammy's College of Hollywood Knowledge with John and Tammy, San Diego's Country Station, 1037 KSON.